Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show, coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Toe Diggs. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's the Canadian sensation. He's the beard wonder. Why?
Good day, Toe.
Good day to you, Saya. Bruce, how are we doing?
Doing well, dude. What's going on?
How you doing? Mitt, how we doing?
I had to turn my mic on. We're doing good, Tony.
Hot fucking start. Hot fucking start.
I was sipping my coffee and I was talking to you, Tony.
Ravens win and cover last night. Giants win but do not cover. Powell had 2-0 on the ATS. The rest of us were 1-1 on the ATS. Moneyline parlays was Ravens and Giants. We should have also.
Got to go through our picks at the end. We got to make sure we do that.
What do you mean? We did.
No, like for NFL, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to go back from yesterday's episode and find everything.
Gotcha. I fucked up. That's on me. Also on me, the boost yesterday, didn't see it on the show. It did hit. Ravens, yeah. Giants, over 30 in both games. Plus 600, fucking good hit. Didn't know about that until I walked out.
Shout out, Foxy.
Yeah, thank you, Foxy. Plus 600's nice. By the way, 3-0 to the overs this preseason.
Rut row.
You know what it is, though? It's because of the rookie quarterbacks, dude. They want to ball out.
Tell you what, Bailey Zappi's going to be a preseason hero.
Oh, yeah. Malik Jackson getting yanked after scrambling for a first.
Malik Willis. But no, he...
hey, it'd be a damn shame when Tannehill's on the bench about week 5.
I don't know. Sounded like Vrabel doesn't like Malik Willis right now, but...
No, it doesn't. But Tannehill's a sitting duck.
The Ravens, congrats, 21 in a row, 18-3 or whatever ATS, 18-2-1. It was close there, and then Logan Woodside came in and really helped us out through two picks. I thought Zappi, when he threw the pick, and I thought it was going to be a pick six. For some reason, the dude cut back inside. And then I thought when he threw that fucking nice little one-on-one there with 3rd and 9 or whatever, touchdown or whatever, I thought the Giants had no chance of coming back. They fucking marched right down the field there.
And just like simple, effective offense with like...
They were just running the ball they were running fucking traps and floods and shit like that. It was
Daniel Bellinger was blocking his ass off the rookie tight end. But yeah, it was just like my main takeaway was that it was very refreshing to just not have Jason Garrett calling the Giants plays. Like just even with the third string guys, it was looking better.
I can imagine. Danny Dimes looked, he moved him down on the first drive.
Yep. Yeah. There were free rushers in his face. Galladay, I mean, the first one that was like basically like the fade route, it was just no release at all.
What were you calling it? Just good vibes?
No release, just vibes out of Kenny Galladay.
I don't know, man. What happened?
I think injuries and age, it just, you know, he can't create any separation.
It's only been 1 year.
Yeah, was he ever that great in Detroit, or did we just see highlights?
No, yeah, that, and Matt that last Stafford season throwing him open and fitting it into super tight windows, which maybe Danny Dimes.
That last season doesn't Detroit, really do. He was very good.
Got paid, dude.
Yeah, five games tonight we'll go over. We'll also go over all the games tomorrow to see if anybody has some picks on them. Baseball last night, it was not. We were on the wrong side on the Cubs and Cincy.
Yikes.
Sox won. Cubs and I didn't watch 1 second of the Field of Dreams. How was it? Did you watch it?
Nah, I saw fucking the Griffies come out. That was fucking... I knew it wasn't getting any better than that.
No, it was not.
I saw the hologram thing and was like, man, I'm glad I didn't watch that.
So we have... Today we have preseason, which we'll go through. MLB will go through. Full lineup. Footy we will go through. That's pretty much it, right?
Not any scores yet in those games.
Which games?
Oh, no.
Oh, funny games?
Dortmund's down and Sevilla's down. Tough start, lad.
Hey, you you were worried about Dortmund. You gave your thoughts. You said, hey.
I like that Freiburg team, man.
I know you do. Sepp Straka's leading the FedEx Cup first round there. By the way, he's missed 6 cuts in a row. And wow. Now he's minus 10. So that's how golf works sometimes. We'll keep you updated on that. Let's start in the preseason. Let's roll through that. Atlanta at Detroit is the first one. Starters for the first quarter, I believe, for both Atlanta and Detroit. I'm going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I got a fear of – I want to take the Lions, but I kind of have a fear of Desmond Ridder having a bit of a night.
Yeah, I wanted to take the Lions strictly – now, I haven't seen anything on Falcons practice, so this would be stupid of me to just bet it because of this. But I do like teams where you at least know that they've been tackling quite a bit. Yeah. Like, I like the Lions in that situation, but I'm not going to bet it.
No, it's switched, too. Fucking – I think – what are the Lions now? Minus 2.5?
The –
Yep, yes, the Lions are minus 2.5. Not giving the threes out easy.
No, nor should you. Anyone in the back, are you guys on this at all?
Yeah, I am.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Sorry, I am trying to drink this coffee also, but I am
fucking 3 o'clock on a Friday. Give what are you fucking hammering?
Have a cup of
chugging
Joe.
A cup of Joe.
I'm trying to get off this Celsius. Ripping the banger. Dude, I don't know why you're being an asshole.
Sipping your
you're
hot
gonna go
cocoa.
Home and take a fucking 3-hour nap after this.
I mean, I know. What planet are you on? I'm not gonna do that because I'm drinking my fucking coffee. I'm having myself a fucking day, and I'm betting on the fucking Falcons.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think Bruce has said it to me, and he's completely right. The second episode of Hard Knocks, or the third episode, whatever, whichever one's after this game.
Okay.
MCDC is for sure opening up the team meeting with. Man, we didn't do enough to get the fucking win there, man. And it's going to be awesome. I want to be on the right side of it. I like watching Desmond Ridder play at Cincinnati. I liked watching him. I want to watch him play. I think Drake London's going to be really good. Hopefully he gets a touchdown. Let's fucking go Falcons.
Okay.
Also, Marcus Mariota, mobile quarterback.
Sure.
I assume they're going to be running a lot of Desmond Ridder mobile quarterback
stuff. The Falcons
too.
Do have the more mobile of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, that just
their
works better
line
in the preseason.
Is fucking trash, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so they got to run. They got to run. They have no chance but to run. So we're just hoping that that works and they get a win.
We'll continue. We will continue.
I also think it's worth throwing out that the under train could get itself back on the tracks in the Falcons Lions.
It feels like the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will pay attention 35. To that. Browns are at the Jags. We're going to get Trevor. We're going to get Beathard. We'll get Luton for the Jags. Browns, I'm not sure what the rotation is going to be. I know we're getting Deshaun in some sort of matter. I don't know. I'm with you, pal. I don't know enough about this one to take a side. I'm pretty sure Mitts.
Do not need this juju this game.
No.
I'm good. I'll stand with the shield and I'll put my NFL hat on.
You know what?
And not watch this game.
I'm going to stand with the shield as well.
Yeah, I'm out.
You know what? I'm going
to
stay.
I might take
right
the Jags to stand
here.
With the shield. No, I'm not going to.
I was going to say, if they didn't live, they didn't look as bad as they did against the Raiders,
correct.
I would.
Yeah, something to think about there.
I mean, you guys can stay up there on your high horses. I will stay right down
here.
Go,
this guy.
I will be right down here and I will be betting on the Cleveland Browns. Based off the football. That's just based
off
the football.
Mark the date. Fucking, what's the date, boys?
I don't know.
August.
I don't know. 12th. If I go on a Giants
mark
hold
down
streak,
fucking Mitt's record after this bet.
Okay, if I go on a Giants hold streak, that's on me.
Mitt Karma record.
It's a bad pick. I know it's a bad pick, but I like the Browns' money line, plus 105. It's a bad pick.
I lean Jags just because they've already played a game. They've got their feet wet a little bit. Jets are at the Eagles. Two of my favorite preseason teams to bet on just because of the quarterback rooms that I like. I don't know how much we're going to see Hurts and Minshew, so I do like Mitch White and Stefolski. Versus Reed, Sinnott, and Carson Strong. So I'm going to take the Jets in this one.
Ooh, Carson Strong?
Carson Strong!
Carson Strong.
Yeah, I mean, before his senior season at Nevada, actually during his season at Nevada, he was potentially a borderline first-round pick, and he fell all the way down.
And he didn't really play that badly. It's just that the Nevada team around him was garbage.
No, they were actually pretty good last year.
We're going to get, how long have they said Minshew Mania for a bit or no?
What was that?
They said Minshew Mania for a bit or no?
So I know Hurts is 2-3 series, which I don't know how, that'll probably get you the entire first quarter, I assume. And then I bet you Minshew gets a quarter. I bet you the second half those.
What's the line here?
One, I believe, and the Eagles are favored, if I am correct.
Both
I can go Eagles money line.
Both, yeah, -110 there.
You got Eagles money line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll fly with you, pal. I like it.
Cards and Bengals. No one's taking this game, right?
Why do I want to take the Cards?
I don't know. I think Trace McSorley's starting, which who I like. I like Trace. I don't know if Colt's getting any run or at all or whatever.
Where's what's his name?
Who?
Colt McCoy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if Colt's going to get any run or not. Or
I think Colt gets some burn.
Who else on the roster? So.
Is Colt the backup or is Trace McSorley the backup?
The third or the fourth in the is Guarantano.
Guantanamo Bay.
I believe he played for Tennessee and Washington State, maybe. Guarantano.
All right. Got to watch the huddle there.
The Bengals, you're going to get.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
The Bengals, you're going to get Brandon Allen and Jake Browning. I don't know what you're going to get from this game, so fuck off.
I would very strongly lead Cardinals plus the point.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, good. Let's see here. Packers and Niners. We're going to get Trace. And by Trace, I mean Trey. And Jordan Love is going for Pack. I don't know how many offensive line starters, but I know a few are. Danny Etling is the backup for the Pack, so it's just going to be those two. And then you get Sudfeld and Brock Purdy for the Niners as the backups. I'm staying away. Oh, here.
Yeah, I'm worried about how much Jordan Love plays.
Yep.
He's going to play the whole first half?
I would think so.
Probably, yeah.
I would think so.
My worry is that I feel like the 49ers run game and all that is like more preseason ready, set, go with the third string guys than, say, the Packers offense.
Who's behind Jordan Love?
Danny Etling, former Patriot. No one to write home about.
Fucking Hoosier.
Is Jordan Love going to go off?
Maybe. Apparently he's had a good camp.
And who's right after Trey? Who's second in?
Sudfeld.
I can't die with Sudfeld, dude. I'm out. Can't
yeah, I'm it. Out.
Sudfeld. Doug Peterson threw a game.
People forget.
I'm going to go Packers money line just at the +120. Okay. I like Dolphins. The QB room.
Good luck there, Mitt. Chiefs are at the Bears. Bears are +1 at home. Money line is 110-110. I haven't heard anything about Mahomes, but I assume we're not going to see him, right? Anyone? I assume not. So if not, we get Henny, we get fucking Shane Buechele, and Dustin Crum. And then now you want to talk about a fucking good preseason quarterback room, okay? Fields, Peterman, Simeon. I lean Bears. I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah.
Sign me
up.
Taking the Bears.
I'm going Chefs.
Okay.
Give me Chad touchdown.
Nathan Peterman is the greatest preseason quarterback ever to live, okay? Okay.
Trevor Siemian ain't too bad himself.
Fucking Trevor Siemian's not too bad himself either.
I mean, this is where I'm going to start my Saturday unders parlay with this game. Under 37.5.
Okay.
Dude, it's 37.5. There's no way.
Tell you what, you want to talk about a quarter.
Chiefs have a whole new offense, all new pieces. I know in his preseason it doesn't really matter,
the offense is not new either.
I don't feel it. It's 37.5. I don't think the Bears can score that many points either. Like,
you want to talk about
how much is Fields playing?
15-20 snaps.
Shouldn't even be playing that. It's our whole offense.
New offense, right? New OC and all that jazz.
For Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Sure, that's exciting.
I'm going to get excited.
You want to talk about a quarterback room that cannot move. Henny, Shane Buechele, and fucking Dustin Crum. who I believe was the Akron quarterback last year, and I'm pretty sure they had two wins. So
gritty,
something gritty there.
Akron's going to be on the way up this year, by the way, Tony.
The lottery turning starters, but yeah.
How in the hell is that guy in the NFL?
We'll see. We'll find out tonight. Okay,
go Chefs. Tomorrow.
Panthers are at Commanders. Commanders are -2.5 now.
This is a gift of the weekend, my friend.
Did I miss something? I'm pretty sure Mayfield and Darnold were both playing, right? Followed by Corral and PJ Walker. Panthers plus the 2.5.
You got COVID. Absolutely. Going
I didn't think about money line there, my
sure,
friend.
Sure, Panthers plus 2.5. At least maybe money line too.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Bruce? You on that one?
Yeah, no, I'm on the Panthers with you, Tony.
I'll
be like you, Tony.
Not that I
take me home.
I know football.
Carolina.
I won't be like you, Uncle Frank.
Sorry, Tony. I was distracted. The thing that has me worried about this game is I think the Washington QB room will also
it's
be
pretty
going
good.
Just as hard.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big proving.
It's
game
a good preseason
for both
room.
These offenses.
They got Heinicke, don't they?
Yep, and fucking Sam Ha.
I almost want to take the over 37 on this game.
Oh, wait. They still got Heinicke?
Yeah, and Ha. Sam Ha.
Yeah, Heinicke's going to probably want to put some good tape out there for teams that if somebody loses a starter, sure. Maybe trade for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Count me out, actually. I'm out on the Panthers.
Matt Corral's a dog.
Wait till PJ Walker scores like 14 points in the fourth quarter. Too,
so. Yeah, Matt I'm going Corral fucking go I'm going over. Well.
Okay.
Heinicke's going to win his job.
Let's see. What happened to this line? Where'd this line go? Colts are -1.5 now against the Bills. Matt Ryan's getting a full quarter. Josh Allen is not playing, so you're going to get Keenum and Barkley probably, and then Matt Ryan followed by Foles, Ellinger, and Jack Cohn. I'm hoping Jack Cohn doesn't get too much around Colts money line here on this one for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Same.
Huh?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Colts money line here.
Seahawks are +3.5 at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Game of the weekend here.
I believe Mitch is going to get a quarter. Mason's going to get a quarter or two, followed by Kenny Pickett. So you'll get all three of those guys. Seattle's got Smith and Locke, a pretty good preseason. You know, like if you're looking at preseason quarterbacks, not too bad there. Followed by the finisher, Jakob Eason. I'm not taking anything.
Finisher.
Yeah, I'm out on this game.
Give me the money line. A little rich for the blood, but I'll take Tommy Two Gloves to come in and light the place up.
His name's not fucking Tommy Two Gloves.
Fucking dude. Kenny, you fuck.
Yeah, that one.
There's only one Two Gloves in the goddamn league, dude.
Well, we've got quarterback competitions, it seems like, in both of these places.
Yes, we do.
Quarterback competitions in the preseason. That means that we're going for points. We want touchdowns,
yeah.
So we're going to go over 36 in this game.
We want touchdowns.
We want touchdowns.
We want touchdowns.
Go football.
Dolphins are 1.5-point favorites in Tampa Bay. We don't know if we're going to get we're assuming two is not going to go, right?
Nah, he's good.
So we'll probably see Teddy and Skylar Thompson, I assume, versus Gabbert, Trask, and Ryan Griffin, or just Trask and Ryan Griffin. I lean to the Dolphins here in this one.
Skylar could go off.
He can run.
Trask. I was high on Trask coming out.
We'll see, yeah.
Give me Finn's money line here.
Yeah, I lean that way. I'm not going to take him. Saints and Texans. Jameis is not playing. I assume Dalton's going to get some run with Ian Book and KJ Costello. Now, I was going to take the Texans because it was going to be Davey Mills, Kyle Allen, and Jeff Driscoll, but Kyle Allen now has COVID, I believe. So it's just going to be Jeff Driscoll the entire game. I'm out.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take the Saints, actually.
Okay.
There's something enticing about a quarterback playing a whole preseason game.
Kind of, maybe.
I guess so. Getting in a rhythm.
Hell yeah, maybe.
Kind of had that with Zappy at the second half comeback.
Yeah, Zappy had a fucking day.
Fucking 35 times.
Changing arm slots. Man. Sign me up. just looks so good in the pocket too. It's like, my lord,
starting on a team by the end of the year. Yeah,
but I'll take the save. And do you give Ian Book any credit coming into this preseason game based on having regular season experience?
No, absolutely fucking
not. Did you watch that regular season?
Dude, that's
experience?
The only time
we I see
regular it. Season one nightmare, dude.
One because of that one. I also watched him play in college, and he wasn't very impressive there either.
But it can't go worse for Ian Book, I don't think.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can. He could do the same thing again.
Nah, that Dolphins defense ate him alive, dude.
I thought it was the Cowboys.
No, it was
Monday night against the Finns.
That was a sweat, too, by the way.
If it was on Sunday, nobody would have fucking noticed.
Hey, that was a sweat, too, by the way.
Huh?
That was a sweat, too, by the way.
How?
Yeah, the Dolphins offense didn't turn it on until late.
Yeah, I remember because we were doing our... Like, we would take turns on Pat's show whose turn it was to pick. And I was on the fucking Dolphins there, and it was a sweat until way too late. Way later than it should have been. Cowboys and Broncos. I haven't really heard much out of this one. Cowboys are +3.5. Mike McCarthy was 0-4 ATS and straight up last year in the preseason. Something to think about there. But they've got, I assume Dak's not going to go. Cooper Rush, Will Greer, Ben DiNucci. Not a terrible little preseason quarterback room. Broncos got Josh Johnson and Brett Rippon. I'll stay away from this one.
Brett Rippon's not that bad. I'm going to stay away from this game. I was thinking about taking the over 31.5 just because of how low it is, but kind of terrifies me. I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
Rams and Chargers. We got the Wolf and Bryce Perkins versus Chase and Easton Stick and Brandon Peters. Maybe I'm out. I don't know anything there. Yeah. And then we'll talk about is that game on Sunday? Yeah, Minnesota sure and is, Vegas. Yeah. But sounds like Carr's not playing. And I know Kirk Cousins isn't playing. So you're going to get Studman and Mullins against Mannion and Kellen Munn. I'm all right on that one.
Right.
So I think my picks here, we'll do the picks. We'll make sure. Here's us doing our picks. I have. I got a money line parlay that's still going with the Jet. It started with Giants and Ravens, but then you got Jets, Panthers, Bears, and Colts. Jets, Panthers, Bears, and Colts are my picks this weekend.
I'm taking it. Cards +2. Eagles money line. That's tonight. Saturday. I have Colts money line, Dolphins money line, Panthers +2, and then Sunday night or Sunday afternoon I have Raiders money line.
Okay, and this isn't a pick, but I probably will stand with the Shield, take the Jags at some point tonight.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Should I go?
All right.
I am looking at you.
I got the Falcons +2.5. And under 35.5 in Falcons Lions.
Okay.
The Jaguars money line, the Bears +1, the Colts money line, the Steelers money line -170, the Saints money line -110.
Okay, Mitt.
All right, Tony, let's go. I got the Falcons money line. I have the hand up. I'm a horrible guy. Cleveland Browns money line. I have the Green Bay Packers money line. And then a three-leg parlay, the over in the Carolina Panthers, Washington Commies game, the under in the Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears game, the over in the Seattle Seahawks, Pittsburgh Steelers game. That's +595, Tony.
Hell yeah.
And then we're going with the Houston Texans money line also.
Okay, good to know. Hey, let's have a weekend, boys.
Here we go.
Steelers. Here we go.
Okay.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Let's go to the Diamond. Let's roll through. If you have a pick on a game, let me know. Atlanta at Miami. Jake Odorizzi goes against Pablo Lopez. I do have a pick here. I am on Atlanta full game money line. Odorizzi gave up 2 in his first start with Atlanta. He's got a 3.95. They're top 10 versus righties. Lopez, who started the year really good, has given up 4-6-1-5 in his last 4 starts. Miami's bottom 10. I'll take Atlanta full game money line here.
Braves first 5 money line.
Oh yeah.
Anybody? I'll join you.
Hell yeah, Mitt. Team Wright!
Team Wright!
Okay. Padres are at the Nats. Clevinger goes against Corey Abbott. I don't know. I'm out.
Dads, first five minus a half.
Okay. Clevinger is off a bad start. So I like that. And Abbott's got two starts in his career. Cleveland's at Toronto. Here's a couple great pitchers going tonight.
Whoa.
Well, they were good. We'll just put this. They were good before, not so much this year. Cal Quantrill goes against Jose Barrios. I'm out.
Give me Guardians first five plus a half.
Here's the thing: Cleveland 5-0 in their last five. Jays are 1-4. Both are top five versus righties. Should be a fun game to watch. Baltimore's at Tampa Bay. We got Aussie Voth, who I thought was going yesterday, 3-0, 1-0 in his last four starts. Kluber has not been good as of late. Baltimore's hitting better than Tampa. I will take the first five plus a half on the Baltimore Orioles.
I'll join you, though.
Atta, baby.
Yeah, I think what you see here is the wrong team's favor.
I actually do think that.
A little bit. Not so much tonight. In Tampa, yeah. I mean.
Are you with us?
Yeah, so the Orioles, fun fact, if you were to bet $100 on them money line each game this year, you'd be up $2,500. Yeah. I actually am on the run line, though, full game.
Okay, surprise team of the year. Team Ryan! Team Ryan. Detroit's at Chicago. Daniel Norris goes against Kopech. Norris is an opener. Kopech is better at home, but I'm out.
South side, first 5 miles out.
Oh, boy.
Yep, here we go.
Okay.
We're back on the train tonight. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Domingo Germán goes against Nathan Eovaldi.
Domingo!
Domingo's actually bounced back kind of nice. He had the terrible first start, and then he's given up 1-2-2 in his last three. Eovaldi, 4-2-6. He's given up 4-0-4-9 in his last four. Yanks 1-7 in their last eight. Boston 1-4 in their last five. I don't want to touch either of these teams.
Eovaldi against the Yanks, first five plus a half.
I'm going Yankees team total over 4.5. I'm not sweating Domingo tonight, but okay. I will sweat the Yankees against Nasty Nate.
It's a smart way to do it. Apple TV's game of the night. Phillies at the Mets. Ranger Suarez goes against Max Scherzer. I'm going to do something stupid here.
No Schwarber. Before you do anything stupid.
I'm still going to do something stupid here. Take Phillies first five plus a half.
Mets first five minus half.
I was going to do the Phillies run line full game, but no Kyle Schwarber is enough to scare me away.
I hear you. Suarez is 287 on the road. Phillies are 8-1 last nine on the road. Mets are 7-1 versus winning teams their last eight.
Scherzer is a dog.
He's been struggling a bit, hasn't he?
Like, he's given up like little? Two. He's given up like two the last few times.
I mean, let's not
struggling in Mad Max terms.
gave up like two runs.
That's what I'm saying.
He isn't throwing a perfect game last time out.
Philly first five plus a half for me. Seattle's at Texas. Kirby goes against Spores. Kirby, 1-2-0, 2-1 in his last five starts. Pretty good with 3-5-5 going against Spores. I'll take Seattle full game money line.
Seattle first five money line, and it better fucking hit, Kirby, because you know whose fucking place you're in.
He's been good. Don't say it. It's not his fault. LA is at KC. I didn't look at it. I know that Dodgers have covered 10 in a row on the run line. And the Royals stink. So as I'm saying this, I know that the Dodgers aren't going to cover this, but I'm taking the Dodgers run line, full game.
All right.
Okay. Oakland's at Houston. Adam Aller goes against Luis Garcia. Aller has a 6.66 ERA. He's given up 4-4-3-3 in his starts. Goes against Garcia, who is also given up 4-3-4 in his last three starts. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, because he doesn't have he has those dreads.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee can't grease up the ball anymore with his ponytail.
I hear you. Milwaukee's at St. Louis. Eric Lahr goes against Jordan Montgomery, who's off of a good start. Lauer's actually been pretty good too. 1-1-4, not so good there. 1-2-1 in his last six starts. St. Louis is much better at hitting lefties. I'm staying away.
Cards first five money line. I like Montgomery's been very good since coming over from the Yanks.
Yep, full game Cardinals money line for me. Excited to root for Gumbo tonight and at home.
Okay,
Brewers a little worse on the road.
Okay,
Cardinals I think are like the best against lefties.
They are pretty good
in the last month because the Yankees have fallen off. Okay. Give it to me. Okay. Minus 160.
Gumbo.
Zach Davies and Antonio Senzatela. That's the D-backs at Colorado. No, thank you.
D-backs first 5+0.5.
Wow. Nice. Molly is going against Sandoval. Twins at Los Angeles Angels. Did I stay away? Twins are struggling a little bit, so I stayed away.
Twins first 5 money line.
Yeah, that's a side you have to be on. Bryce Wilson goes against Carlos Rodon. Wilson's got a 5.57. We know about Rodon. It's a big line. Anything?
Yeah, there's no way to bet this.
Okay. I'm on Atlanta full game money line. Baltimore first 5+0.5. Philly first 5+0.5. Seattle full game money line and Dodgers full game run line.
I have all first 5, Braves money line, Orioles +0.5. Dads -0.5, Guardians +0.5, Mets -0.5, Red Sox +0.5, Southside -0.5, Mariners money line, Cards money line, D-backs +0.5, Twins money line.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, let me just...
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm an asshole. Just, sorry, you know, dude. Sorry, dude.
Braves full game money line, Orioles +1.5 full game. Cardinals money line and the Yankees team total over 4.5.
That's on me. I apologize.
That's all good.
Let's head across the pond. Not yet, dude. I'm going to the EPL first. Aston Villa's at Everton. You doing anything there?
No, I need to see what Villa's going to come back with here after a very bad first game.
Okay. Southampton is against Leeds.
Leeds double chance. Leeds surprisingly looked a lot better than I thought they'd be. Southampton got rocked by the Spurs.
Good odds on that one too. Wolves are against Fulham.
I'll take Wolves, draw no bet against Fulham.
City's going against Bournemouth. They are minus 1,300, so not a lot you can do there.
Good luck.
Arsenal versus Leicester.
I set that one out.
Okay.
Leicester, Shirley.
There he is.
Are you on it?
I'll probably be on Leicester.
What's Arsenal money line at?
180.
Yeah, not laying that.
Newcastle's at Brighton.
Newcastle double chance.
Okay. Man U is at Brentford.
Do it.
Every bone in my body wants to take Brentford double chance.
Do it. Can you? What time are we living in where fucking you could get Man U plus money against Brentford?
Have you seen him?
I know.
It's been a long time since, man. I know. It's been a good school.
They're all out of form.
I know. It's complete. They are out of form.
They stink. bottom of the table.
Nottingham Forest against West Ham.
Oh, West Ham at a very good number here. I think they're -120 money line.
-115 now on the money line.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Nottingham Forest.
Ooh. I'll say it. Fucking matchup of the weekend. Chelsea v. Tottenham.
Give me Tottenham on the double.
Come on, you Spurs.
Give me your ginger from Sweden.
Liverpool. I would even, don't be shy to sprinkle on the money line.
Oh, yeah. Liverpool and Crystal Palace. That's a huge -550 money line for Liverpool.
Yes, sir.
And that one is actually Monday, so
yep.
I didn't need to read that one off.
No, you're good.
Hey, we got midweek games next week.
Let's go.
No, just that one. Okay, so we go from the EPL. Let's travel a little bit west to Ligue 1. For like one half hour or two half hour, we're going to go to Ligue 1. We'll have a box of chocolates maybe a cigarette.
Something cool like a cigarette.
Nantes is up 1-0 on Lille. I don't know. Do we have any action on that one? I can't remember.
Yeah, we had Lille.
Lille draw no bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Monaco is at Rennes.
What's Monaco?
Sorry. Rennes is at Monaco. That's on me. What'd you say?
What's the line on that?
Monaco is +110.
Monaco draw, no bet.
Okay. Paris Saint Germain's -1150. So probably nothing there.
Good luck.
I took a -1.5 on Saturday, and it was like 4-0 in the first 5 minutes. So I might.
They
might
do seem that like again. They've figured out how to play with each other this year.
That's against Montpellier. Fucking Troyes versus Tolhas.
Nah.
Yorkshire versus Lens.
Nope. What was Lens?
+130 on the money line.
Lens draw, no bet.
Okay. Auxerre versus Angers.
Angers double chance.
Reims versus Clermont.
Nope.
Nice versus Strasbourg.
I had Nice draw, no bet.
Okay. Brest is versus Marseille.
Marseille money line.
Okay. Now, let's head a little for the west to the Bundesliga. Fucking Bundesliga, Hertha Berlin versus Eintracht Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, draw no bet.
Okay, Hoffenheim versus Bochum.
I did not touch this one.
Okay, how about fucking Leipzig versus Köln?
Leipzig was too heavy favorite, aren't they?
Yeah, -240.
Yeah.
Fucking Werder Bremen versus Stuttgart.
I like Stuttgart double chance at Bremen.
Okay. Leverkusen versus Augsburg.
Too rich on Leverkusen.
Okay. Schalke versus Gladbach.
Gladbach, surely.
Fucking Mainz versus Union Berlin.
Union Berlin double chance. I don't know. This is a weird number here.
Okay. Bayern is -750 versus Wolfsburg. And that's it. Do you, is there anything, you got La Liga?
Yeah, I can just, go through it if you want.
Fuck yeah. Celta Vigo is -130 against Espanyol.
I lean Vigo, but I think that's just I don't love that number for a money line on Vigo.
Villarreal is favorites against Valladolid.
Villarreal money line, good number there.
Barcelona is -550. Sociedad is +115 against Cadiz.
Sociedad draw no bet.
Valencia is -115 against Girona.
Valencia money line.
Almeria, Real's -240 on the money line. It's probably not a lot you could do there.
Yeah.
Bilbao is -170 against Mallorca.
Bilbao's, -170?
Yeah.
Yeah, too rich for Bilbao.
Okay. Oh, that's Monday anyways. That's on me. Hey, that's on me.
And then Serie A, the lines are kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So the only play I have in Serie A is... Atalanta is -120 money line at Sampdoria. That's a good number.
Okay, so we're not taking Udinese.
Who are they against?
I just wanted to say Udinese. They're $7 dogs against AC Milan.
Yeah, I'm not going against the Milan lads.
All right, run through it. Fucking run.
So Saturday, Stuttgart double chance, Frankfurt draw no bet, Wolves draw no bet. Newcastle double chance, Leeds double chance, Monaco draw no bet, Gladbach draw no bet, Atalanta money line, Villarreal money line, Toronto FC Saturday afternoon money line, Vancouver Whitecaps Saturday night double chance, and then Sunday I have Lyon money line, Angers double chance, Lens draw no bet, West Ham money line, Union Berlin double chance, Nice draw no bet, Tottenham double chance, Sociedad draw no bet, Valencia money line, and Marseille money line.
Tell you what, boys. Picks Friday's back.
Friday.
We're in it now. I was struggling to fucking find everything.
Picks Friday's back.
Tottenham.
We just did all the picks for all the preseason games, all the baseball games today, all the fucking footy games this weekend. There is a boost, but I know this is going to be a no-go because it's Arsenal, Man City, and Man U to each score 2+ goals.
That sucks.
Yeah, I knew that was
coming. What is that, +5,000?
+300.
What?
So
who do you think Man U is?
Yeah, Man U gonna get three penalties.
They're a household name. A lot of these fucking Yanks don't know.
Aye, fucking Yanks.
Fucking Yank
Jano. Oh, sheep to slaughter, mate.
Fucking Yank. Hey, cheer up, mate. Football day.
That boost ain't sound, mate.
What the fuck did you just say?
That boost ain't sound.
they created quite a fucking racket over here with the EPL.
Yeah, they have. You ain't never
seen it. So everything's on DAZN.
Uh-huh.
Champions League, EPL, Serie A, La Liga. Well, now EPL went to Fubo TV.
Oh, no.
Just Fubo. So now you have to have Fubo have EPL, but you still have to keep DAZN for everything else.
You know what I like to think about EPL is that while I'm betting on it blindly, basically, that there's some British lad blindly betting on the NFL.
Love that.
Getting smoked.
Love that.
That's getting what I, smoked.
That's what I think about while I lose on the EPL. I love that your thought
is that somebody else is getting smoked.
You know what? There's someone else across the pond just like me getting fucking smoked on NFL because I'm getting smoked.
You had
smoked
a good fucking weekend. Because I'm getting smoked on EPL. Bruce?
Yeah, no, I had a good set. I mean, if Tottenham keeps blowing doors off people all the great season.
Come on, you Spurs.
Chelsea did not look good against Everton, man. No, Tottenham should. I think Tottenham wins that game, dude. It's worth a sprinkle of money.
Coach is fucking Mickey Mouse.
Dude, how old is Perisic, the Croatian lad?
Doesn't matter. Those Croatians don't matter.
He's running 50 miles per hour. I'm like, that
Modric is 47, fucking winning Champions League.
Once again, legend. The guy thinks he's Croatian now.
Perisic. Now?
Yeah, you're right. I'm Hajduk, Sam Hajduk.
We'll be back on Monday. We'll break everything down. It's going to be a good weekend. Tell you what. May this show bring you good knowledge, and may that knowledge bring you good picks, and may those good picks bring you good results, and may those good results bring you good money, and may that good money bring you good happiness, and may that good happiness make you have a good weekend. We wish you good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Yeah.